KUFO Portland.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you tonight, and it's a wonderful night to be talking about the topic we're talking about. In fact, it's a full moon out, and there's a lot to talk about with the full moon out there. Got a good shot of it as we were coming in tonight. Want to remind you that if you want to listen online, if you've got work to do and you want to sit at your computer, whether you got homework to do or something, good night to be sitting there listening while you're working. Go to ZeroPointRadio.com at ZeroPointRadio.com. They're streaming the show right now. They got several ways to stream it for you. You can listen to it online. Another thing I want you to take a look at is when you go to the Ground Zero site at GroundZeroMedia.org, GroundZeroMedia.org, there are a lot of places you want to go to. First and foremost, a lot of people writing me, and a lot of people who heard me the other night at the Freeman perspective. Freeman is a good friend of mine. He's in Kansas City, Mo. Kansas. I don't know if he's in Kansas anymore. He's in Kansas. And I was on his program Saturday night. We were talking about the Norwegian woodpecker. And a lot of his listeners were listening to me on there with Alex Ansary, who, of course, does a great program. I don't know if it's on anymore on television, but it was here on television in Portland called Outside the Box. Alex was on, I was on, and so was Freeman. And we were talking about what was going on in Norway. We were talking about the earthquakes. We were talking about all that stuff we talked about last week. Now, I want to let you know that a lot of people are requesting the show of Nick Begich. Now, you can get that show by going to groundzeromedia.org. There you can click on the Ground Zero file store. And the guys at ZeroPointRadio.com have got one for you. If you want to download it, it's a buck. It's only going to cost you about a buck or two to get that downloaded and have that as a record, so that you can go back. In fact, the Russian intelligence came out with an article the other day, and so did Iran intelligence, and several other countries in Europe came out with an article that stated exactly what Nick Begich and I were stating on this program. We basically broke the story about what's going on in Tromsø, Norway, where the Norwegian spiral was seen, the opening of some sort of stargate. In fact, we're going to have Freeman on next week to talk about a stargate in Yemen that's opened up because of tinkering around and all kinds of other crazy stuff that you wouldn't believe is going on that we're going to talk about here at Ground Zero. And I'm floored. In fact, tonight's show, you're going to say, Clyde, you're out of your mind when I talk about what I'm going to talk about. But it's not going to, it's going to floor you what I have to just tell you and show you tonight. But reminder to go to the Ground Zero file store at groundzeromedia.org and pick up your copy of the Nick Begich program on ZeroPointRadio.com. And they're playing us tonight. ZeroPointRadio.com is playing us. You can also click on any of the links on the front page of the Ground Zero site, groundzeromedia.org. We really want you to go to the site soon. In the breaking news leaks, Michael, who is the webmaster for Ground Zero, is working feverishly to get stuff up and running. He works hard and he toils hard, so you make sure that you realize that he's doing a good job for us. Make sure that gets out online. You'll be able to see what I'm about to talk about tonight. It's really going to floor you. You know, as I say, tonight is a night with a full moon. And when the full moon happens, strange things start going down. It's the night of the loons or the lunacy. And that's what Luna comes from, is the idea the crazies are out when the full moon. In fact, accidents and murders and hospital emergency rooms are filled on nights of a full moon. And there's a reason for that, because the moon affects us. It affects our blood. It affects our tides. It even affects the earth. Sometimes earthquakes, a lot of earthquakes happen on full moon. But another thing that goes down is something where the human body changes. And there's a movie that's going to be coming out in a few weeks called Wolfman with Benicio del Toro. And it's basically the remake of the old Wolfman from the 1930s. Universal Studios is going to kick back and get all their old monsters out again to scare us all. But see, when you hear about the word werewolf, you kind of think to yourself, oh, it's just fantasy. And then someone tries to be academic with you and say, well, there is lycanthropy. There are people who are lycanthropes, and they turn into wolves. But that's not what lycanthropy is. Lycanthropy really is the idea that you think and act like an animal, or you think you can transform into an animal. And if you read David Icke, you know something about shapeshifting. And whether that shapeshifting is real, it's beyond me. I've never seen anybody shapeshift. I have seen people channel. Tonight you're going to be hearing that too. We're going to tell you about that coming up. But I'll tell you something. The idea of a werewolf, or the idea of a dimensional creature, the idea of anything alien on this planet has now been revealed as truth, or at least razor-sharp theory. You see, scientists now are meeting in England to talk about the possibility of the shadow biosphere. The shadow biosphere is what they call the 50-50 chance of a second genesis, where in the beginning, while all things were created and flourished on the planet, there was another area where things were flourishing as well. In fact, science has now given us the go-ahead for what is known as the Twilight Zone. And I'm not kidding. They're meeting now, and on the Breaking Links, you will have a link there where you'll be able to see it on the Ground Zero site, where scientists are now saying that there may be alien life on this planet that is not out there but here. That there are things that are strange, DNAs and mutants and all sorts of things happening on this planet, and every once in a while, they come in, you see them, and then they go away. The question I have is, why has science decided to speculate on the possibility of a dimensional type of opening? The idea that there is a second genesis, a second dimension, or a shadow biosphere where things are flourishing just outside our perspective. I think they're doing this because of what's going on with CERN again. What's going on with science again. The idea of the apotheosis and opening up a doorway to speak with God again. What is going on in Norway now. You know, you can look online and look this up, which really is frightening. When they were firing that spiral above Norway, where we were thinking that maybe a doorway had opened up and something strange happened. Well, now, here's something to think about. Iceland recently had violent thunderstorms. Thunderstorms don't happen in Iceland. It's a rare occurrence, and now it's happening. Another thing that's going on is the Aurora Borealis, or an artificial aurora, was seen over Norway. And flying in the aurora, strange-looking jellyfish-looking type creatures flying in the aurora. These are online. You can look them up. I'm not kidding you. In fact, I will find a way to put them up later on my website so that you can see these strange creatures that are flying in the skies above Norway. Now, science has said there is another dimension. There is a shadow biosphere. There are creatures out there that we are going to be seeing, or they're going to be coming in and out. They're telling us about it now. It's strange but true. You see, even when CERN was doing what they were doing, opening up these dimensions, they say, with this big bang that they want to create, what they didn't tell us is maybe some of the side effects are strange creatures that will be showing up out of nowhere. And now we're hearing that there just might be those strange creatures out there, sightings of these strange creatures, and all kinds of weirdness going on. That means that we live in a world where anything can happen. And on a night like tonight, it may surprise you that lately, a few weeks ago even, we've been having a lot of strange stories in the news. The stories that I'm about to tell you are true. They deal with the sightings of strange creatures These creatures are big, 7-8 feet tall. They look like dogs. They attack without warning. Tonight you're going to be hearing 9/11 calls from these attacks. Tonight you're going to be hearing information from reporters. You're going to be hearing all kinds of things tonight about this very topic. Do you remember the movie The Mist, Stephen King? Remember those people all held up in that store and all those strange creatures were coming at them and they didn't know where they were coming from? In the story, it was from a project called the Arrowhead Project. The Arrowhead Project was the exact same project that's going on at CERN right now. The opening of a dimensional doorway. The weather went bad, earthquakes took place, and then we started seeing the creatures coming from the bottomless pit. We started seeing the flying creatures, the carnivorous creatures that were attacking people and eating their flesh. This is something that was a part of science fiction, but now it's science fact. I talked with Linda Godfrey, who is a reporter in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, who told me of something. She told me of something that she stumbled upon that will have you glued and make you wonder. Here's Linda Godfrey.
A freelance writer came to me and told me that she had heard rumors around town that several people had said they were seeing this thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I kind of laughed. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, we have werewolves in Elkhorn, sure. And nonetheless, it was a really slow news week, and so I just checked around. I started asking people just to see, you know, if she was making it up or whatever. And to my surprise, I found that people indeed were talking about this around town and that there were several people and that the animal control officer was had been contacted by some of these people. And so I went to visit him, and he was contracted by the county, worked out at our local animal shelter. And he had a manila file folder that I saw, which he had labeled werewolf. And this is a county officer, mind you. And it was because people had started calling into him saying, I saw this thing. I don't know what it was. You know, it looked, what could it have been, an animal? You know, it looked like a man covered with fur, but it had a head of a dog. You know, do we have things like this? What could this possibly have been? They were so just completely baffled and almost traumatized at what they had seen. And they were looking for an answer and thinking, well, maybe there is some kind of big animal I don't know about that's on the loose around here. So they were calling him, and he was taking them down, putting them in the file. And that's at the point where it became a news story, when you have, you know, an official who's writing something down like that.
Now, Linda Godfrey is a well-known author and publisher. She wrote a book called The Beast of Bray Road and studied the Elkhorn werewolves and the appearance of these creatures. In December... just December of 2009, KEN's TV in Texas reported that a San Antonio couple called 911 to report the sighting of a large, hairy creature walking upright carrying a deer carcass in its arms. Actually, the creature ate the deer in front of the couple. Police reports indicate dispatchers had sent an officer out there to location, and they found no sign of the couple or the beast. But what I have for you is from a KENS-TV report from San Antonio, the 9/11 call that was made to the police department reporting the sighting of a huge animal eating a deer carcass right there.
San Antonio 911, do you need police, fire, or EMS?
I'm not real sure, ma'am. I just watched the biggest critter, but it smelled real bad. I'm a homeless female. I live right in the middle of the woods, around 151 to the north of Claiborne, 1604, where the light is.
Uh-huh.
This big thing was 75 feet away from me, smells awful, devoured a whole deer carcass, and then took off and, like, screamed, screeched, and took off across the street. And I know you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but I'm dead serious. There was something very big. Bigger, a lot bigger than me out here. So, it was probably somebody should know. I really don't know what you can do about it.
How long ago did this happen?
This I don't know. It's animal control. I mean, it's
okay.
Huge.
Again, now tell me, where was it? This is at 151 and Calaiva?
Okay, yeah, like, you know, the light at 151, just up from Calaiva on 16, like on 1604, where 1604 splits, and you can get off on the access road to Calaiva, or you can take 151.
Right.
That light right there is, yes, right in there. It is a very large, hairy animal of some kind.
Now, was it standing on two or four?
Well, if I told you it was standing on two legs, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm serious. It ran off at breaking limbs and trees. And it kind of screech howled. And a very creepy, scary thing, because, like I said, I live in a tent. We're in the woods, so
you
I
live
never...
in a tent?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a homeless female. I live in a tent in the woods, and I just saw this freaky, scary, very large creature devour a deer and run off across the road. So,
okay,
I don't know.
Is there any way that we can have an officer contact you?
Yeah, I guess it's this number. But I'd really prefer, like, animal control or somebody bigger than me. But I appreciate it. I just thought somebody should know that there's a very large animal in the vicinity.
Now, the deer was walking around and...
No, the deer was dead. And it got devoured. Well, it was a carcass.
Okay, and do you see signs of a dead deer, blood, whatever?
Actually, ma'am, I'm not going to go check it out right at the moment. Is
okay.
That okay?
That's fine.
I'm waiting for daylight. I don't own anything but a machete and a hatchet, so I'm kind of creeped out. I just thought, like I said, I thought somebody should know there's a very large something big enough to eat. As deer and as a predator.
Are you
predator.
With someone there?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they see it too?
Yes, ma'am.
How about if I have an officer contact you guys out there?
I'm not going to leave my camp right at the moment. I mean, if they want to come look at the light, she wants an officer to meet us. We're not leaving where we're at, is what we're trying to say.
Oh,
I'm a little bit scared, and it's raining, and I just want somebody to maybe check it out in the morning when it's not dark.
Well, what I can do right now is I could have an officer patrol that area. Which direction did it run?
It ran across the light at 151, like towards the water tower on 2 feet, like my husband said. Something very weird. I just wanted to make documentation and have animal control.
Had you ever seen or heard anything like this before?
No, ma'am. No, I've lived in the woods for a while.
I've lived in the woods for 6 years. I'm going to tell you right now, I've lived in the woods for 6 years. I swear to God, I've never seen nothing like this. This is bigger than me.
And it had a very odd smell.
I'm 6'3". I'm 6'3". It's bigger than me.
So,
6'3"?
It's bigger than 6'3". Yeah. It's very large.
Carried the carcass off.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He carried the carcass off. I mean...
Oh, he carried
like,
it.
With
okay.
Nothing. Like, just... I want to believe that it was a large cat or bear, but I'm...
Bullshit.
I'm thinking, I'm not going to tell you what I think it is.
What does he think it is?
What do you think it is?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know. I would be a liar if I said I thought I knew what it was, but I don't know. But I know it picked up that deer and walked with two feet.
Yeah. It's a very large something that smells bad and is bigger than we are. So.
Okay, so you saw it walk in which direction? Run or walk in which direction?
Towards the light at 151 and 1604.
It went towards the water tower.
Went towards the water tower area. And it screeched how the yelled. When it went up
6 foot.
I mean, my husband's a very large. Nothing's ever scared him ever. And I mean, we both saw it. So
that's good.
As far as I can tell, I mean, it's a pretty light night out because of the overcast.
Uh-huh.
And we
doused
our fire, and I have a blanket thing hung up as a tapestry. And I saw it over the top of that, and when it ran, it cracked. Branches,
please.
Yes, large, like the size of a grizzly bear. Imagine that.
But on steroids, with 2 feet.
So,
yeah, anyway. 2 feet, Mama.
I know. I just know what.
Okay. And did you? And what is your name?
Jennifer. Yeah, it's raining now, and we can't hear nothing outside. So it's kind of scary. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have an officer patrol that area and see what we can find.
I mean, you guys might be able to find something. Animal control might be able to find tracks or something in the morning. It's hard to find tracks on this area because it's
not. Right now.
She said she's going to send a patrol around the area. So.
And yes,
you can call.
Get to the light and sound your sirens.
Okay. He'll come out of the woods and talk to you.
I'm scared to death, dude.
And you guys have your tent set up at 151 in Culebra?
Not exactly, but yeah, I mean, it's in the area. Just go to the light and sound the siren, and we would hear you where we're at.
And I'll come to you.
At 151 and 1604, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. What you just heard was a phone call to San Antonio police. A homeless couple was alarmed to see a big, hairy creature standing on its 2 feet, eating a deer carcass. Now, a lot of people are saying it's a Bigfoot sighting. Well, the last time I ever heard of a Bigfoot in Texas, never heard of one in Texas. So the only thing I can determine is it's some sort of wolf. Linda Godfrey was also heard talking about werewolves in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. These reports are becoming the norm now. It's not Bigfoot anymore. It's a big dog. You'll be hearing more about that. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Werewolves and strangeness. We're going to find out if there's any truth or anything else that's going on that may cause this. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
Get ready, Portland. The Portland International Auto Show is here.
All under one roof. The latest advancements in green vehicles, electric cars, hybrids, exciting future technology.
The latest domestics and imports. See, sit in them and compare.
From the new Camaro and Challenger to the Porsche Panamera.
Exotics, it's your chance to see them up close.
Ferraris, Maseratis, and Lotus.
Meet Portland basketball star Rudy Fernandez.
He's cute.
Don't miss Motor Madness, the latest in styling and performance accessories.
And win one of many great American Northwest road trips given away all weekend long.
It's all here now.
And if you're just thinking of buying a car, now is the time.
Low interest rates, incredible incentives, and motivated dealer.
The buying signal is on.
Look all you want. Hundreds of vehicles.
With no pressure.
It's great family fun.
This Thursday through Sunday at the Oregon Convention Center.
Get discount tickets online at PortlandAutoShow.com.
It's only once a year, and it's now.
You know when you bite into something new and you think, I know this taste. I love this taste. 100% pure beef, the tangy special sauce, lettuce, pickles, onions, and cheese. It all seems so deliciously familiar, yet so new. Say hello to the new Mac Snack Wrap, that famous Big Mac taste, wrapped up in a warm flour tortilla, all for just $1.49. Get reacquainted with that Big Mac taste you crave. McDonald's new Mac Snack Wrap, the only wrap worthy of the name. Mac. Prices and participation may vary.
Now that McDonald's has the new dollar menu at breakfast, feel free to hit the snooze again and again. Because now, five breakfast favorites, like our hearty sausage burrito and bold cup of premium roast coffee, are not only quick and easy, but just a dollar each. So get some more sleep. We've got breakfast taken care of, and nobody makes breakfast like McDonald's.
At participating McDonald's.
This is not a test. It is the future. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
It is the classic sci-fi scenario. You discover aliens. You discover werewolves and vampires. But you wonder, where are they coming from? They're right here on Earth. They're sitting next to you in the workplace. They're serving food at your local restaurant. Or scariest of all, they're in your own home, under your bed while you're sleeping. The premise might sound like something from the film Men in Black or from the new movie Wolfman that's coming in theaters. But great minds in science are meeting in Britain's most venerable institution, the Royal Society, to talk about a theory that Paul Davies, a physicist from Arizona State University, is suggesting, and that is the search for anything that's bizarre, extraterrestrial, or out there should be focused right at our front door, which means that there's something that they're not telling us science wants to reveal, and that is there is a shadow biosphere. And in that shadow biosphere is where you find all of the things that you thought were fake, all of the things you thought were unreal, are very real. In the last break, you heard a 9/11 call from San Antonio, Texas, a KENS TV report where two homeless people saw a large hairy creature on its hind legs eating a deer, holding it in its arms and eating the deer. Now, I don't know if someone out there can tell me, 1-800-344-KUFO. I know we live in the Northwest, and this is Bigfoot country, and I know some people may have seen Bigfoot. But I also want to know if anyone has been in any forested areas or wooded areas here in the Oregon area or in the Northwest, and if they can tell me if there are any strange creatures out there that they have encountered or have heard or have felt or sensed. If anyone's had any kind of encounters like this, I'd like to hear about it, because the thing is this Arizona State University physicist is going to be speaking to the European Space Agency, the UN Office of Foreign Affairs. He's going to be speaking with the Royal Society, astronomers, everyone, to talk about the possibility that alien life, weird life such as microbial strange life that takes people over, lycanthropy, shape-shifting, you name it. He's going to be opening it up, and he's going to be saying, yes, there is a type of biosphere, a shadow biosphere, what is known as the second genesis. You know, we have back and forth, on and off. I mean, what do you think about this? I mean, here we are again. Last week I said to you, we should be living in the 21st century and thinking the 21st century. And in this 21st century, we're 10 years into the 21st century now. 10 years into the 21st century, and they're already revealing to us that everything you knew about science is wrong. Everything about the reality that you are living in may not be the reality. It may be something totally different. That right beside reality is an unreality, a shadow biosphere. And that every creature that you've thought that didn't exist is existing now. When CERN, the Large Hadron Collider, was firing, the scientists there said that if we open up doorways, there will be creatures that may get in and they may appear out of nowhere and people will go, oh my God, what is going on? Every nightmare you've ever thought of is coming true. A werewolf being reported in Texas. The chupacabra being shot in Texas. And people say, oh, it's just a wild dog. Well, what the hell is a werewolf? And no, it doesn't end up like it does in the film where you shoot the werewolf and the guy turns into a man. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I don't know. But if you want to know about a man, if you want to know about a man that looks like a werewolf that has been found, you don't need to go any farther than the news. Just last week, and I've got this at my website. You can go to groundzeromedia.org, click on the breaking news links. The story that you're going to be seeing is called Tales from the Shadow Biosphere. There was a report that was given a week ago where a body of a dead man, a 6'1", black man, had turned up on the shores of Plum Island, Montauk area in New York State. Now, if you don't know anything about Plum Island, you should. Plum Island is a facility that used to be a place where Nazis from World War II were brought over, and they did experiments on animals and humans. Now, the experimentation that took place was very similar to the experimentation that Joseph Mengele had done. And if you know anything about Joseph Mengele, he was known as the Angel of Death. Now, one thing you don't know about Hitler, and one thing you don't know about the Nazis, is that there was a group called the Werewolf Guerrilla Movement. It was founded by Heinrich Himmler in 1944. Now, while this is a fringe terrorist squad, the rumors surrounding the group linked them to mind control and programming into what is known as chimeric genetic testing. Now, Hitler was looking into the idea of creating a super soldier capable of all kinds of hideous acts, combining wolf DNA, human DNA, and all sorts of other DNA, cat DNA. They allegedly were able to create werewolves, a werewolf squad capable of shape-shifting. Now, this is a rumor, but bizarre as a rumor is, the most remarkable pronouncement about chimeras ex cathedra came from the Catholic Church, where the Catholic bishops in the United Kingdom said that chimeras, which are human-animal hybrids or embryos conceived in the laboratory, have a right to live. Even though the science itself is against God, according to the Catholic bishops, if one gets in, if one hybrid conceived in a laboratory becomes living and is among us, we must treat it like one of God's creatures. They've already said that if aliens show up on the planet, we need to treat them as God's creatures. So, among the shadow biosphere, you must ask yourself if there are animal-human hybrids. And if they're not physical shapeshifters, then are they mental shapeshifters able to transform into a beast at will? Now, I've had Rex Church, who is the head of the Church of Satan, on this program, and he once said that it's going to come to the point where we're going to have to be bigger beasts in order to combat beasts. Now, if we use this statement based on speculation, if humans are currently at risk from becoming prey of some beast or alien force, then perhaps it would be in the interest of science to pursue genetic experiments. And if these experiments are happening now, then what happened at Plum Island, where a man washed up onto the shores of Plum Island, the autopsy reports say that the man had extremely long fingers, as if they were claws. He was also well-fit, muscular. His build was well-fit, muscular, and he had claws. I mean, there was also something called the Montauk Monster that washed up on shore 3 years ago. And it looked like a dog with a huge beak. My fiance said, I was talking with her, she says, it looks like a pig that's been experimented on, but the thing is hideous. And it's on my website. You can go to the breaking news links and read the story, Tales from the Shadow Biosphere. These are reality. They're happening. 9/11 call. You heard the 9/11 call. You heard. I have plenty of others. You're going to be hearing more tonight. Attacks, you name it. It's going to be there. This is going on, and it's weird. I can't believe I'm talking about it. I can't believe people out there, you know, they're probably thinking that I'm talking out of my head, but these are real reports, and you can look them up. I've got them all linked on my website. Let's go to Austin right now, calling from Gresham. Hi, Austin. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, so, like, you want us to call in about weird things we've go seen in the Northwest?
Yeah, did you see anything?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. Can you hear
Hello?
Me? Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, like, one time I was up in Battleground.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was more towards, Vancouver Lake, where you're able to go there and go shooting and such.
Yeah.
Well, I'm up there one time with a pal of mine, and I walked down this trail and such, and it leads to a smaller creek that runs by Vancouver Lake.
Right.
So I'm looking there. I see this, like, huge thing. I almost think it's, like, a wood stump.
Hmm.
But then I see it start flapping with at least a 10 to 12 foot wingspan with almost a crane's head on it.
So you saw something with a huge, that had huge wings?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bird. It had like a 10 or 12 foot wingspan, at least.
But it was a bird that you'd never seen before.
Correct. I know there. And I know nothing like that.
Are you familiar with the Mothman stories of Ohio?
I am not, no.
You should look up the Mothman story. That's another story that's really creepy about this. There was Ohio, West Virginia, Point Pleasant. There were people sighting something with a large wingspan with eyes in the middle of its chest. And it was flying, and what it did is it flew around and it frightened people. It swooped down and frightened people. It was just one of these frightening creatures. And what had happened is it flew over a bridge that was there. And near Christmas time, the bridge gave way and killed about 44, 45 people. And a lot of people saw that as the angel of death. They thought it was the angel of death flying over. But then it was never seen since. And other people have claimed that they've seen this creature with long wings. Some people even believe that thunderbirds exist, that these pterodactyl types still fly through the skies and they didn't really die off. There's a small amount of them still out there flying overhead. And you can look around. There might be some out there. You never know.
Well, I'm not going to lie, man. What I saw, it scared the crap out of me. I went out there sprinting, and I did not stop. I'm never going back there to this day. So,
well, I appreciate that call. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Austin.
That's a good one, bud.
So, you know, flying creatures. Opening up a doorway. I mean, it sounds far-fetched, and I know that we've seen this in comic books. We've read it in comic books. We've seen it on countless TV shows that are science fiction. When scientists are going to come forward and start opening up the conversation about such things, when we have somebody that washes up on shore near Montauk, which is a place where allegedly the Philadelphia experiment took place, where they're testing animals and they're testing humans, Plum Island, it was run by ex-Nazis to do experiments. Then it was run by the USDA. Now it's run by Homeland Security, Homeland Defense. Something strange is going on, and when we have a man washing up on shore that has long, super long fingernails, super long fingers that look like claws, resembling a half-man, half-beast, it's like Island of Dr. Moreau out there. It's amazingly weird. Let's go to Vanessa now. Vanessa, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
When we have something washing up...
Go ahead and turn down your radio, Vanessa. Thank you.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air. What'd you see?
Okay, I live here in Vancouver, and I was out in Longview with a few friends, and we went out four-wheeling and got stuck in a sinkhole, lucky us.
Mm-hmm.
He passed out, and I was falling asleep, and I heard this, I don't know what kind of sound it was. It sounded like a cross between a screeching howl and a child screaming.
Oh, my God.
And it must have been like 2 o'clock in the freaking morning.
Uh-huh.
And I was terrified. And I woke him up and he said he had heard it. And he's like, oh, it might be a Sasquatch. I'm like, no, it's not going to be a Sasquatch.
Vanessa, I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to do it now. I need you to go to cut six. Go to cut six for me. Just go to cut six. I wasn't going to do this until later on in the program, but I do it for you because you described something that I experienced, and I have it right now, and I want to play it for you. I was going to play it at the end of the show, but I'm going to play it now since you described it. I'm going to play it. I don't know if you can hear it over the phone, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask that that your phone be turned down for a moment so you can turn up your radio and listen to it. I want it to be played right now. What this is that I went to Utah, and I was there to investigate something called the Skinwalker, which is an Indian version or a Native American version of a werewolf. And we'll talk more about the Skinwalker later. But I want you to give a listen to this. I want to know if it's anything like what you heard when you were stuck in that sinkhole. Let's play it right now. We were out at a place called Fort Duchesne, Utah, where we were looking into something called the Skinwalker Ranch. I'll tell you the story more about that in the second hour, but I wanted to save that, and I just wanted to ask Vanessa, is that anything like what you heard?
Yes, actually, it's exactly like what I heard. It's just not as long as that. Like, it was like someone yelped, but it was that same exact sound.
Okay, so you heard that sound, too. See, when you were describing it, it sounds like a cross between a human and an animal screaming. And that's the thing, is that when we were there, you know, the skinwalker is a legend. That the American Indian has about the shaman who are able to, you know, put on the skins of creatures and become those creatures. And most of the time they either like to put on the skin of a coyote or the skin of a wolf. And when they do, they actually turn into a werewolf. They turn into a wolf, and it's just that's the sound. It's just a really scary, screeching, horrible sound.
Yeah, no, well, the thing is I was looking through the side rear mirrors, and my friend has a really, really big truck. He's got a Ford F-250, and it's raised. And I saw through the mirror something behind the truck, and it was taller than the truck, and it just, like, went behind the truck. And I kept seeing all throughout the night it walking around, and I don't know if it was walking on two legs or four legs. I don't know what it was. It was no bear. It was no wolf. I don't know what the heck it was.
Did you think it was Bigfoot? Was that the first thing you thought? Because I know that that's the first thing that anybody thinks. Anything walks on two legs that's hairy and about 8 feet tall, they all go, oh, I saw Bigfoot. But, you know, anymore, it's not Bigfoot. They're not seeing these big feet like you see on TV. They're seeing these huge canine feet that look like werewolves.
Yeah, no, I didn't get out the next morning to look around, but I know it was no Sasquatch because there was no stench, there was no nothing.
Okay,
and
so.
My window was open, and my boyfriend is with me right now, and he actually saw something here in Vancouver.
Can you put him on? I want to hear him before I go to break.
No problem.
Well, put him on.
How's it going?
How's it going? What's your name?
It's Ben.
Ben, you heard the sound, didn't you?
Yeah, it was similar to that, except it was at my house.
Okay.
And so I went outside to have a cigarette. And I carry my gun with me at all times.
Right.
And pretty much, so I was out having a cigarette, and something ran and hit my neighbor's car. I set off the car alarm, and then I heard a cat, like, screaming. I heard that, almost that same noise, and then it went into my bushes with the cat.
Right. Did it kill the cat?
Yeah, it was dead the next morning. I had actually go over to my neighbor's house with at least half the cat.
Okay, so the cat, half the cat.
Yeah.
It was ripped in two?
I don't know where the other part is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was literally not even a month and a half ago. I carry my gun with me at all times when I go outside.
And where was this at? Where was this location at?
56th Street in St. John's.
In St. John's?
St. John's.
Because I live near St. John's.
Yeah.
So okay. Now, okay, 56th, I'll have to figure where that's at. Because I live near St. John's.
It's by Walgreens on St. John's.
So you heard this sound, and you saw this beast near Walgreens in St. John's.
Yeah.
Did you fire at it? Did you shoot at it?
My neighborhood dead ends, and we have like a small little, it's like a small little forest, and then it goes in like a dentist parking lot.
Right. And did you shoot at it at all?
No, I don't get the cops called.
That's true. It's illegal to shoot a firearm. Then you're trying to explain to them that you saw a werewolf somewhere in Walgreens in St. John's. I think they think you've been drinking too much or smoking dope or something.
Yeah, really.
So, and you weren't intoxicated, right?
No, not at all. No, I don't even drink at all.
Okay, so what was she saying? What's Vanessa saying?
Oh, she said neither one of us do.
Good. Okay. So you didn't call the police, but what did you do to explain the cat death?
I just said that it was a dog attack. That's all I could say. I mean, I'm not going to say, yeah, you know, something howled, took your cat into the bushes, ripped it apart, and then jumped over my freaking fence. Awesome. That's going to sound great with the, you know, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Wow. This is amazing. You know, the reason why I find it so amazing is because I think that, you know, these werewolf reports that have been, you know, hidden because we're thinking about Haiti, and we're thinking about earthquakes, and we're thinking about these werewolf reports have been numerous. And as I said before with Linda Godfrey, when I brought her on, I'll probably bring her on again and have her talk about it, that she actually was in a small town in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, investigating this and said that there was actually a file on werewolf attacks in that area. And here's something else. There's something on my website you can go to in the article Tales from the Shadow Biosphere. There's actually a film that I have on there. It's called The Gable Film. It was a film that was released a little while ago. And what it has on it will astonish you. A camping trip where a cameraman was on this camping trip, and he puts the camera, he's focusing on a lot of things. I just took the part of him focusing on what appears to be either a monkey, a bear, and as it gets closer, you start to notice that it's a huge, and I'm talking a huge dog. I mean, huge. A dog that attacks the guy and kills him. And it is the most amazing thing. And it's frightening to watch because you see the mouth actually hit the lens of the camera. And it's there if you go to groundzeromedia.org. Also, we have the Nick Begich show from last week. If you want to buy it, it's over there at zeropointradio.com. You can just go to the file store and buy it there, too. That report from Vanessa and her boyfriend was just remarkable. St. John's. They're close, I guess. Close to me. I live out in that north area. Makes me feel a little strange. The number to call, if you want to relate any strange experiences. I also want to know if there's any place around here that's haunted or scary, because I'm looking around for places like that. I'm going to be shooting some camera footage for it, but I need to know. But werewolves, strange creatures, and people are calling 911 and reporting them, lurking in the shadows somewhere. By your window or whatever. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. If you have a story to tell, camping trip, or even behind the Walgreens, give me a call. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We'll be back.
Care a lot.
There's one gift you can always count on to save the day. It's the gift you give to the American Red Cross. Visit redcross.org today. Children who spend time with their parents are less likely to drop out of school, abuse drugs or alcohol, and are more likely to finish college. So imagine what a little time can do for your family. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As Oregonians hit the slopes, it's important to be prepared. Avoid ski and snowboard injuries by being aware of your surroundings. We all share the mountain. From the Adventist Medical Center.
101 KUFO. 101 KUFO. PDX Connect.
Want to win big? Go to Snickers.com to find the four keywords that are part of Snickers Snackonomics. Then log on and say what they are for your chance to win the grand prize. Spice up your Monday night with a trip to the Rose Garden tomorrow as the Trailblazers take on the Charlotte Bobcats. Tickets are still available, so visit Trailblazers.com. Sleep Country USA is collecting new pajamas for local foster kids of all sizes, but your help is needed. Bring your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Country. Call 1-888-88-SLEEP. What would it take to win a 2010 Honda Civic or $15,000 in cash? Be 14 years or older? Improve your GPA? Join the Dick Hanna Honda Facebook page and send your entries to www.facebook.com/DickHannaHonda.
PDX Connect. 101 KUFO.
Factory rebate subsidizes first year payment. Cost of rebuy down increased vehicle price. It may be financially beneficial to use rebate as down payment instead. After first 12 months, 83 payments of $275.60 at 4.9% on approved credit. And number 624591.
At Hillsboro Hyundai, Joe Corisani has created a monster, Joe Zilla. And Joe's payment chopping creation is raging out of control. Joe Zilla started harmlessly enough, chopping Sonata first year payments as low as $48 a month.
That seems all right.
But then he started chopping all the payments.
Easy.
Monster chop.
Joezilla is in an absolute price shopping frenzy.
Nice monster.
Hurry in and save.
Before the big crowd with the torches comes and takes Joezilla away.
Drive a Sonata for $48 a month for the first year at Hillsboro Hyundai. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and you may qualify for Hyundai Assurance. If you lose your income within the first year and can't make the payments, you can bring the car back. For details and restrictions, go to HillsboroHyundai.com. Joezilla's chopping payments at Hillsboro Hyundai, Southeast 30. Is a TV highway.
Check out Blam 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 Comics.
Guns.
True Tales of Citizen Self-Defense. For more information, go to jackbitch.blogspot.com or jackbitch.com. I am the hotbot.
Look
a week of psychopaths, murderers, werewolves, murdering, marauding werewolves, murdering, marauding werewolves. This marvelous week of werewolves begins when you're dead. A malicious tale about werewolves with a deadly eye for murder. All this begins Monday on Channel 7's 3:30 movie.
Is allowed to leave Plum Island alive. Why couldn't the Montauk Monster be some critter that they were tinkering with that somehow went into the water and got swept by that outgoing tide?
Right there, about 6 feet tall, with large, built, very long fingers. They're built obvious size and trunk.
The body was partially covered. All that we can see at this time are the lower extremities.
It sounds more like science fiction than science. Well, unfortunately, in this case, it's even scarier than science fiction because it's true. They're not fairy tales. Unfortunately, it's true. It's true.
Oh!
Ed Lewis. This is Ground Zero. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We're now going to go to Eric in Burbank, California. Eric, hello. You're on Ground Zero. Hello, Eric. You there? Go ahead. You there, Eric?
Yeah, I'm here.
How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. You know, I was listening online, and I lived up in Washington for about 3.5 years, and I moved back down. But I was listening online, though, and I heard this conversation talking about this monster thing,
mm-hmm.
and scream. And I remember last summer, I was alone for a couple weeks, and I was outside my house. I lived about 6 miles out from Woodland. But I heard this weird scream, almost like it almost sounded like a little girl wolf noise.
Right.
You know, and what I heard from neighbors around me, I guess it's not the first time they've ever heard it before.
Right.
They tried to tell me it was a cougar call.
Well, that's the thing, is we were thinking it was a cougar call as well, and it does sound kind of like a cougar, but I was kind of being a jerk. If you listen to the thing, I say it's a cow, because we could hear the cows. We're up above a bluff, and the whole area is Ute Indian Navajo area in Duchesne, Utah. And there's a place there called the Sherman Ranch, and it's known as the Skinwalker Ranch now because a group bought it out, and they're investigating the whole idea of these skinwalkers, which are, of course, this Ute Indian, or it's a complete Native American type of thing where, the shaman put on these skins and they become wolves, or they become bears, werebears or werewolves. And this family, the Shermans, were attacked by these skinwalker. And we went out there to try and investigate it, and all we saw interesting light formations in the brush down below. We actually saw a carcass of an animal that had been ripped to pieces. And then at night, as we were camping, we heard the sound of this scream that sounded like either a cougar or a woman screaming or a human being in agony. It was the most, and that's why I recorded it. Because I didn't release it because I thought, well, I don't know what it is. It could be anything. But we were convinced that it was a skinwalker. We were convinced it was a Wendigo or a Lucan or something. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
It was about 2 o'clock in the morning when I saw it. And what I saw is I looked up towards my property and I see glowing eyes at me. And I flip out. I go running down the road because I don't know what this thing is. And I hear a scream behind me.
Mm-hmm.
What was kind of weird is my neighbors actually have cows, so...
Well,
it kind of relates with that, but it's just kind of like when I heard that scream, I mean, it gives you the goosebumps, too. I mean,
oh, it does. It does. In fact, I think we're going to play it one more time before we go to break. We'll play it one more time before we go to the top. I want you to hear it one more time, people. This is allegedly a skinwalker. It was recorded in a rural area of Utah. It's in the eastern portion of Utah called Duchesne. And in it is allegedly the sound of a skinwalker. And coming up, I'm going to be talking with a friend of mine who tonight will channel for you, hopefully, a shaman who will let us know more about the skinwalker. And we'll tell you more about his background as well. And let's give a listen to that skinwalker sound one more time. KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. On a moonlit night such as this, a full moon, we're talking about the skinwalker, the werewolf, the wendigo, the night beast. Reports of these beasts are being heard everywhere from Texas to the East Coast. Places are seeing these creatures washing up on the shores near New York. What is going on? And is there a shadow biosphere? We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
now, ma'am? I have no idea.
Experience. Cuts through the crap.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live tonight from Portland, Oregon. We're heard on the World Wide Web. ZeroPointRadio.com is the place to hear us. And here in Portland, people are hearing and seeing things in the night. And people all over the country are calling in from Burbank, California. We are asking you, encouraging you, if you're listening outside of the Portland, Oregon area, national 1-800 line is 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO as we talk tonight about the werewolves, the skinwalkers. It is a full moon tonight, all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And you heard the 9-11 calls, you heard all of the things going on. People are seeing these creatures and they don't know what they are. I'm also asking for a lot of haunted places in Oregon. I got a TV show in the works. I want to go and do some investigation here. Let's go to Brian now in Tigard. Brian, hi. You're on Ground Zero. Hello, Brian. You there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. You know any of the good places to go for scares and haunts?
There's actually a bunch in, like, the Portland area in general. I mean, there's always, like, the Shanghai Tunnels.
Yeah, I've been there. I don't think the Shanghai Tunnels are that scary, though. I want to find something that's really going to scare the crap out of me.
If you go to... it's like Shadowlands.com. You can go on and click Oregon. It will give you a bunch of the haunted locations in Oregon, and you can do it for all the states. But there's one that's on there that's pretty good, and it's part of a legend as well. It's out in Lafayette, Oregon, out towards, I believe it's Lincoln City.
Okay.
And there was they actually hung and, like, killed a witch on the stake out there back early Oregon times, and she put a curse on the town and said that the city would burn to the ground three times before the curse would be, you know, completely lifted. The town's burnt down completely twice now. And if you go out there, I believe it's the last graveyard on, like, the left side of the road, you can actually go out and find her grave. No grass grows on it, and she's been known that you'll be able to see her walking around depending on the nights, and people have been chased out of there by her, like, scratches that appeared out of nowhere.
So they get scratches on their bodies. Have you seen anything, like a creature or anything that we're talking about tonight, like the skinwalker, the werewolf, or maybe even something that resembles Bigfoot? I don't know.
With the whole, like, Sasquatch thing, I haven't seen anything, but I've gone hiking with my buddies up at, like, Mount Hood. We've gotten, like, the scent of, you know, the foul, rancid meat smell. We've heard, you know, the wood knocks of, like, just banging on the wood. None of the screams, anything like that, but I'm definitely a believer in that, considering there's enough evidence to go along the lines. There's some sort of creature out there that's definitely just not found, and if it is, government's not letting us know about it.
We're seeing and hearing of all kinds of creatures tonight, from flying creatures, and now I heard about that scary thing that ripped the cat apart over in St. John's. I'm completely scared. I don't know. I live out near that area, and so I'm wondering if maybe that's something that needs to be investigated. I really appreciate your call. Thanks for calling tonight.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Let's go to Jason now. Hi, Jason. You're on Ground Zero.
Yeah. Hey, you were looking for an Oregon that are haunted?
Yeah.
There's one lighthouse that's supposed to be really good. It's Tillamook Rock Lighthouse, right on Seaside.
Oh, good. That's a good idea. Yeah, I heard about that. I was down in Seaside. I read an article about it. I didn't know exactly what the haunt was. And in fact, I think they did an investigation where they actually saw something move around in there, and they got it on camera.
Yeah, I know a couple of people went down there and were pretty freaked out by it.
Well, that's a good thing.
There's also the Kelso Theater Pub in Kelso, Washington, right by Longview.
Right.
It's had some research done in there, too.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you for calling in. Thanks, man. Let's go now to Matt in Salem. Hi, Matt. You're on Ground Zero.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I just remember very clearly as a kid being with my friends up on Mirror Lake Trail on Mount Hood, which is a pretty lengthy trail going up to Mirror Lake.
Mm-hmm.
There's no vehicles or road access. It's simply a trail.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped to look out over scenery, and I remember hearing something that my grandpa had pointed out when we'd been hunting that sounded like a cougar at first. And I kind of screamed back at it, and my friends yelled also. And then we started getting rocks and stuff thrown at us.
Right.
And the voice totally changed. and it sounded more human, but still unearthy, you know, right. at the same time.
Is it kind of like the scream I played for you tonight?
Yes, almost exactly.
Right. Let me play it again for the listeners who haven't heard it yet. This is a scream. We call it the scream of the skinwalker because when we were investigating a report of skinwalkers, which we're going to talk with a guy by the name of Roan Winterhawk is going to be in here in just a few minutes. He's going to tell us all about the skinwalker, and even he has the ability to channel an Indian shaman named Chate, I think is the name of the shaman. And we're going to be hearing Chate speak to us about the skinwalker, which is going to be an amazing thing. It's going to be it's going to be right there, right here on the air, and it's going to really, really make you think about the skinwalker thing. But we're going to play the sound again of this creature that is supposed to be a creature that is created in a ceremony, an Indian ceremony, American Indian ceremony, and it creates what is known as the skinwalker or the walking wolf. Here we go. Listen to that. Duchesne area, the Duchesne area of Utah. In fact, what I'm going to say now is that when I did the investigation, and I'm going to bring Ronan in just about a second, I'm going to introduce him to you. I was there in Utah, and I'm going to ask Ron about this. I was in Utah, and I actually was asking around about the skinwalker to the people there, and I talked to a Native American woman who was there at the store. And I basically went up to her and says, what do you know about the skinwalker? And she turned pale and she said to me, what you said, you're a white man, you shouldn't talk about this. She called the tribal police on me. And I was really frightened by this because I didn't know that I had caused that kind of trouble. And so right now I'm going to bring on the program Roan Winterhawk, who's a friend of mine. And Roan, I'd like to ask you, go ahead and get right on the microphone so we can hear you.
Hey.
Roan, why do you think that they called the tribal? First of all, Roan, what Indian nation are you from?
I'm Sayusla Aliyut, which is West Coast small tribes all right. the way up to the tip of Alaska now, you know, military territory okay. up in there.
Okay. And I was curious, why did they call the tribal police on me when I asked about the skinwalker? why do you think they did that?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think it's a real sign that people are willing to go as far as they have to go, you know, through the administration of bureaucratic law even. To show you that you're not going to be allowed to make trouble about these things. When you call something into the mind that is part of these many dimensions, we call it today, these many dimensions, you call a trouble on yourself that reaches beyond this lifetime.
So I actually called trouble on myself, that maybe the skinwalker, the sound that I picked up was because the skinwalker, I had called it, and yeah. it followed me.
Well, you know, there are some that say that you are calling trouble on yourself even now by having this program. I think it is a good way, and the reason I came tonight is because I know there's a power in this way, and I believe that those people that have an awareness maybe have some, you know, some crossover dimensional blood. Maybe they died in this place, they lived in this land, in this place called the Clearing in the former days, and maybe they want to learn about these things so they can turn away from them, turn left away from, you know, the fear that is in front of you.
Is the skinwalker real? Is it real? I mean, are there shaman that actually do ceremonies where they actually turn into and shapeshift into animals?
There, you know, that's like asking, are your dreams real? And when you study your dreams for a long time and the teachings of Don Juan Castaneda, or teachings by Don Juan in, as reported by Carlos Castaneda in his many book series, you begin to realize that these teachings are so deep and they take so many years. And when you dream into these far places, you suddenly become aware, oh, this is not the only dimension. When I die, if I go to another dimension or pass through layers of dimensions, these are real things that are going to happen to me. There are some people that do that while they're alive. And this is what these ancient teachings come. Of course, in the way of the destruction of the native people, you take these people out first. the ones that can actually show you by shifting, shape-shifting, the way that you can find yourself to be more than just the way you are and to be even more real.
Is it mental or is it physical?
Well, if your physical body has changed enough that it can move like a vice through the skies, then yes, it can tear the flesh of another human.
Vice through the skies? What does that mean?
You know, people call trouble onto their lives when they bring themselves into contact with too many pictures of bad things. If you call bad things into your mind constantly, and this is the way of your being, then these bad things can haunt you. And if they haunt you into the fiber of your being while you live and breathe and think while you are alive, they can haunt you as you leave from this place into the next place.
You spoke to me once, and I was speaking to you about the skinwalker, and you never told me this, but one thing you did tell me is that the shaman, the Indian medicine men, the American, Native American medicine men, would gather together in their gatherings. They'd come together in their groups, and they had certain potions and salves that they would use on their bodies.
Oh, yeah. This is reported in some of those writings. That we have a picture of hemp as being used only for smoking, and here was this long, methodical process that involved the day and the conditions under which you could harvest these plants. If you've ever seen them, they're segmented when they grow in nature, and the way they would be cut in segments and then piled and then carried to another level and then mashed and then prepared in the end to a kind of a gelatin poultice, which at the end of this long procedure that lasted longer than a day, you would wipe as a green gelatin salve on the legs as you passed into another world of thinking. And in most cases, you would wake up across the countryside in some place that you had not been before and find yourself awakening at a streamside. How did I come to be in this place?
Are you saying that they flew?
Yes. So then the dreams that you've been preparing yourself with by dreaming consciously begin to be meta-true for you, and you say, what a strange dream. But then you physically are where you are.
So you're trying to tell me that if a skinwalker does, if a skinwalker does transform, then it's like a dream to him. It's not like he's aware, but it's like he's dreaming. It's like he's dreaming that he's a wolf and he can rip into flesh and that he can, as you say, fly as a vice and rip into human flesh.
Yeah, only just, you know, revenge you could have that one. If you never have, you cannot have that one without that revenge you want. That's what that old guy says in me.
Okay, it sounds like you're getting ready to channel now. I think what we'll do is let's take a call, and then we will have Roan, we'll have you do it in just a minute. Let's go to the call. Hi, let's go to Andrew now. Hi, Andrew, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I just wanted to say I was down in California around the Marble Mountains,
right.
The old growth forest, and I was with a group of people, and I heard this, like, we've all heard this, like, large cat screech, and then shortly afterwards we heard that child screeching sound that you were playing earlier. It sounded exactly like that, and it went on for like 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really know what to do because we only had one firearm on us just in case, so
right.
We called in to the forest patrol and stuff, and we had them look around later in the morning.
Right.
All they found was, like, a leg of a large cat. They couldn't even identify it.
Wow. So it just mauled it completely.
Yeah. Like, they didn't even find tracks for where the animal went. I'm not sure what it was, but it sounded just like that audio thing you had.
The skinwalker.
Yeah.
Or what we think is a skinwalker. Hey, I thank you for the call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Derek quickly, and then we'll take a break. Derek, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Good, how are you?
Good.
Well, a few years back, a couple of my buddies went up into the woods and they were camping, and they said they were all just sitting there, and it was daytime. They said they were all just sitting there, and then they all heard this scream of the skinwalker that you played earlier. They heard this scream, and they looked towards where the scream was, and then behind them was their truck, and something had ran into their truck, like nailed it really hard.
Wow.
Ran into their truck, and then as they looked, they saw it jumping over the truck, and it just ran into the bushes, and they were out of there.
What did it look like?
They said it was just a huge dog.
A huge dog. A remarkable huge. Like I say, go to my website at groundzeromedia.org. Go to the breaking news links. You'll be able to see the Gable film, which is a film that allegedly shows a farmer, not a farmer, a camper, actually with a video camera, being attacked by this large, what looks like a bear ape creature. But then as it comes forward, you see that it is a dog. It's a huge black wolf. And it is amazing. It's nothing like you've seen in the movies. It's nothing like you've seen anywhere else. It is one hell of a video. Take a look at it. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, but what is that on? Where can I find that?
Groundzeromedia.org. Go to the breaking news links, and there you will see it. It's an amazing video. And people have said either it's a hoax or it's real. I don't know what it is, but it most certainly is frightening to watch. It's a frightening thing to see. I thank you for the call. If there's anyone in the United States, anyone all over the country, and I'm looking at my globe right now on my website, and people are listening from all over the world right now, give us a call. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We do take calls from outside Portland. And I want to hear if you've experienced anything that is similar to the Skinwalker. Coming up, Roan Winterhawk will be here, and he will channel for you a shaman, an Indian shaman, to tell us about what the Skinwalker is and what it means for you and me. We'll be back.
This is Trouble. Them Crooked Vultures have announced details for their U.S. tour, although there won't be that many shows. The group will just play 3 gigs next month in New York, North Carolina, and Georgia. A Metallica concert in Chile turned unruly this week as fans reportedly rioted at the venue. Police said most of the arrests took place when hundreds of fans without tickets tried to force their way onto the grounds for Tuesday night's concert. Slash is taking part in a remix of The Who's My Generation. The song, which will air during the Super Bowl broadcast, will also be released to raise money for Haitian earthquake relief. This is Your Rock Report, brought to you by your Portland area Toyota dealer.
Rock Report, 101 KUFO.
This hour of music on KUFO is brought to you by Northwest with Sony Only.
You know when you bite into something new and you think, I know this taste, I love this taste. 100% pure beef, that tangy special sauce, lettuce, pickles, onions, and cheese. It all seems so deliciously familiar, yet so new. Say hello to the new Mac Snack Wrap, that famous Big Mac taste, wrapped up in a warm flour tortilla, all for just $1.49. Get reacquainted with that Big Mac taste you crave. McDonald's new Mac Snack Wrap, the only wrap worthy of the name. Mac. Prices and participation may vary.
Now that McDonald's has the new dollar menu at breakfast, feel free to hit the snooze again and again. Because now 5 breakfast favorites, like our hearty sausage burrito and bold cup of premium roast coffee, are not only quick and easy, but just $1 each. So get some more sleep. We've got breakfast taken care of, and nobody makes breakfast like McDonald's.
At participating McDonald's.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Always glad to see you at Gladstone Honda, where there's no appointment necessary for service. Drop in when it's convenient for you at Oregon's largest Honda service center. Receive your free inspection at the all-new Gladstone Honda on Southeast McLaughlin Boulevard's Auto Row in Gladstone. Visit today with or without an appointment, and you'll be glad you did.
Before you buy an engagement ring, go to Shanko.com to see just how much more diamond your money buys at Shane Company.
Known for Portland's lowest diamond prices.
Don't panic,
it will only hurt for a moment. You are listening to Ground Zero. I am the Hot Pot.
Ground Zero, with host Clyde Lewis.
The Skinwalker is part of the American Indian legend. It's a character that has a relationship with Coyote, which is the trickster. The scary part about the Skinwalker is that he is very real because the Indian shaman don't like to talk about him. And as we heard earlier with my guest, Roan Winterhawk, he has told me that he says sometimes when you expose yourself to these things, it opens up doorways. One of the things about Roan Winterhawk is he does channel. In fact, he was breaking into some channeling before we went to the break. And that's the way it is with channeling. It takes over the body. And what Roan does is he actually plays his drums and he shakes his rattles and he lights sage and he does all kinds of things to get into the trance. And then eventually, Roan, who's the man that... What is the name of the character?
That's all I'm telling you. All the time I tell you that name, it means the dance of your heart that is close to you in your life.
Will you play your drum for us and all?
Oh, man. I love these old ways. This little one there. Bug, we call that bug. He walks that one. He brings the drum. Come this place, okay. Yeah, maybe he tell you something you can learn from him. Okay, maybe say something. You just don't walk these bones ways. You don't come to this ground like where the people walk, the air breathe out from the dirt. They call that dead ground. That's where we live. That's why your brains are torn by these monsters. Inside your skull, like you're weak, your brains are torn like these monsters come in your movies. Excuse my heart. You don't know the bad dream. Our people live long times ago, live here where you live here, this clearing place, Portland, you call Portland. This place, big place, long time ago, clearing place, this way, there's many souls here, live here. Tell your mind. That's why you sleep and you feel that one go by your cheek, you feel that wind. Daytime still, you feel like shadow. You feel that make your eye go blink fast. That's your death come to get you. Come to make you sad because you walk on these people hard. Cut the trees, we tear you. Make the river smell like death, we tear you. This place comes time for you, okay. Now escape. Fire breath from above come. Before this one comes, you have escape. You have these dreams. Now they never stop no more. The flame breath come. Now you will wish you could just die.
Will you come back? Come back. Are you here? Are you still with us, Roan? Are you back?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you go into a dream when you do that? Do you go into a dream when you channel that character? Will you channel that?
The only thing I know is sometimes he calls me nasty names. I remember that part and some of the crazy things he says.
Where does this come from? I mean, I know you do this, but how?
I swear, man, I was standing on the 125th Elevated Street stop
the number one line in Manhattan, and I started going through convulsions. And I ran up to the edge and grabbed onto the frickin' chain link fence because I didn't have anybody and I didn't have any family and I didn't have any medical and I didn't know what in the hell was going on. And I stood there and I started. And from that time in, it's just been a frickin' ride.
It's amazing, you know? It's just, I mean, I don't know what to say. It just comes in and out.
Well, it's also, you know, it's also there all the time in my day, so I don't usually get along with that many people, man. You get in it, and all of a sudden I'm like, you know, you don't know what the trees are, how they are, the hair on the back of the dog that floats through the universe that's cold like the winter all days. You know, you don't know where this comes from. And, they don't really get what I mean.
I don't know. It's just an amazing thing. And I don't know if you kind of worry because what you go through when you do it and the look on your face and how you change your body and everything. And I wish you could see some of this. I wish you could see how... Thank you. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Channeling the voice of the skinwalker, voice of the shaman, Roan Winterhawk. It's amazing stuff. We're going to go to Ryan now in Portland. Hi, Ryan. You're on Ground Zero.
Hi.
Hello.
I got a story. So my friends and I were...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's really compelling what we just went through. I know what you're going through. I'm going through the same thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. So me and my friends were camping up at Mount Hood, and we decided to go take a hike late at night, and we heard these screeching noises like the voices you played earlier, except more or less like a man-sounding scream. And... we kind of looked over there when we flashed our flashlights over there, and it was just, like, terrifying. We saw this giant beast kind of thing. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. It was was crazy, and I turned to my friends to see, like, if he had any idea, and he just had this look on his face, like, he had no idea what was going on, and we booked it, and... we went back the next day and there's like literally no trace of anything.
I bet that frightened you, didn't it?
Yeah, it was crazy.
You'll never forget that, will you?
No, I'm kind of shaking right now just thinking about it.
Well, have a good night. I hope you sleep well.
Yeah, I'll try.
Take care. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. We're going to go now to Tanner in Stevenson, Washington. Hi, Tanner.
Hey, I live up in Stevenson.
Yeah.
And
Bigfoot territory, actually, right?
Yeah, it is. Actually, a friend saw him probably a couple weeks ago. But this story is about me, two of my friends, and my girlfriend were going to hang out one night. And it was probably about 7. It gets real dark up here real quick. And we're real deep in the woods, like up in the mountains. And my friend went to get me from my house, but I had already left, and I met up with another friend, and we were walking up to my girlfriend's driveway, and my friend that had gone to get me was walking behind us, and he heard somebody calling his name from in the woods, and it sounded like the combination of the way that I talk and my friend's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just kind of, you know, brushed it off and walked up to my girlfriend's driveway, and he told us about it. And we didn't really think any big thing of it because, you know, we're out in the woods. We hear things, weird crap all the time. And
right.
So we're walking around and we're hanging out in the woods. We walk down to the store and my girlfriend keeps saying that there's someone walking around behind us. And, like, she keeps seeing things behind us. So we're getting all freaked out. And later that night, around 8:30, we take her home, and I walk down the driveway to meet up with my friends, and this guy walks up just out of nowhere, and he's moving. Like, he's going so fast and making no noise. And the first thing he says to my friends when they see him is, "Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you." So that kind of freaked us out. And I shine my flashlight at him, and where his face should have been was just this flap of skin. I mean, he had no face. And he walked by, and as we were walking down the road, we just kind of looked at each other, and I'm like, "Dude, I don't think that guy had a face." And we turn around, and this is like 30 seconds later, and we're on a straight stretch of road with a street light, and this guy is gone. We were freaking out about it, and I went and talked to my friend's mom.
Yeah.
She told me about this Indian legend that they have around here that about these stick people, and they'll hide out in the woods, and they'll call your name and get you lost out in the woods and kill you. And so I was really wanting to talk to the Indian guy that was there to see if he knew anything more about it.
Yeah, Wendigo. Wendigo is what we called it when we were young.
What was that?
Wendigo.
When?
They're called the Wendigo.
Yeah, Wendigo. And it's this idea that that I always thought had to do with just keeping kids at home, you know.
Yeah.
Trees, you know, so tall, and the branches fall, and they're huge, and that you could be taken late at night. But the more you hear about it, the more it seems to have to do with people and what can happen to them if their mind is not right.
Right.
Again, it has to do with, if your mind is not right, then when you walk out in these places that have more power than you've ever dreamed, then they can circumference you, they can get around you. And then if your mind is weak, they can come inside, and then now you are in this other place.
You're possessed.
Yes, you can be possessed. You know, we say you sell your soul to the devil. You can sell your soul to God in some ways, and you can definitely see across the worlds if you take your mind into a powerful place. Think of how few natives could see the world from outer space like we do when we see it photographed from outer space. So this is powerful in our minds, and it makes us move through our world with the power of our minds. But if your mind is not clear, then your mind can become haunted.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go to Frank now. Frank, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde. This is Frank. I've called a couple of times before.
Right.
And I wanted to tell you about the night marchers in Hawaii, because I grew up there.
Okay.
Now, what I'm going to tell you is probably going to scare you, because they've actually tried to do documentaries on this before. And the night marchers are real. People have seen them, and people have been killed by them. And there's direct reports on it in the Hawaiian Police Department. People tried to make a documentary, and they didn't listen to the rules that the Hawaiian people were trying to tell them. And they therefore died. And they actually have some video camera right before it hit someone in the head.
Right.
The night marchers are the souls of warriors in Hawaii. Most of the souls are the ones who fell off a pass during a big battle. And the thing is, if you come across one, or if you see one, you have to instantly drop to the ground and shut your eyes and just show total submission, because back in the old days, they were part of, you know, an elite class. You couldn't look at them or they would kill you.
Wow. I didn't know anything about that. The night marchers, it sounds really scary.
And sometimes people, you know, you'll see this trail of fire,
yeah,
on the mountain. That's their torches.
Did you ever see the movie The 13th Warrior?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, did you see that torch? They called it the Fiery Snake, and it was the torches of the werebears. They were those creed, they called it the mystifying monsters or the beasts, and they were men who wore the skins of bears, and they would turn into the bear themselves, eating human flesh and killing the women and children.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, that was written by Crichton. It was called Eaters of the Dead. It was an amazing story, but they had to call it The 13th Warrior because the title of the book was so long. It was called Eaters of the Dead, and it was an amazing story about this Neanderthal group who actually would wear the skins of animals and turn into those creatures.
Didn't know that Crichton wrote that one.
Yeah, he did. It's an amazing story. I got to go to another call, but I appreciate the Night Marchers. I never heard that before.
Thanks.
I'm going to go to Eli in Vancouver. He's got a story about the Skinwalker. Go ahead, Eli. Eli, you there? Okay, go ahead. Are you talking with a device, Eli? And what is it you're trying to say? Hope we can understand you. Okay. That was an interesting call. Never had that before. Let's go to Robert in Portland. Hi, Robert. You're on Ground Zero.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. My wife used to live in Longview, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived in this two-story house with three... well, there was like... How many brothers and sisters did you have? Two brothers, two sisters. She was the youngest. She was only 7 years old. And she would tell me stories about this two-story house in Longview. And I was like... The first time I heard it... Well, this is about a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that when the father would leave because they were separated, what happened was is just you know, the father took the children,
mm-hmm.
and there was two daughters, two brothers.
Right.
My wife is the youngest. We've been married 20 years, mm-hmm. and she keeps on telling me the same story about this big house that her father bought in Longview, Washington.
So, what was it haunted with? What was it haunted with?
Excuse me?
What was it haunted with?
Well, she said, like, when they moved there, there was a bunch of old furniture, like, upstairs.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a foreclosure place or something like
so
that.
So, what you call that is if the furniture is haunted, they call that a residual haunting. It's where things have a haunt upon them, and that is what they call that, and it's not... I don't know. It's something that I haven't really investigated all that much, but it's something
But what she's telling me is, yeah, I mean, they would all get scared because they would be alone by themselves, and then on the upstairs where all the furniture and stuff where it was, they would hear someone pounding around up there. They would hear them walking around up there.
Right.
They would hear them coming down the stairs.
Right.
And, you know, you got four kids, and she's like, we're just freaked out.
I'll bet. I mean, you know, if you got stuff going on upstairs, you're downstairs. That sounds kind of creepy. I got to go to a break, but I appreciate the call. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break now. I have a call. It's Rich, and he says he has a question for the shaman. Now, I don't know if Roan is able to conjure him again. Maybe he can ask the question, and then we'll just take him off. We'll have him answer afterwards. But we're probably going to try that, hopefully see if that happens. In the meantime, Silver Bullets, Full Moon, Strange Goings On in New York right now with bodies washing ashore with extra long fingernails, reports of werewolves, and sounds of people frantically calling 911 and being attacked by an animal that's known as the Lucan, the Wendigo, the Skinwalker. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
Rebate subsidizes first year payment. Cost of rebuy down increased vehicle price. It may be financially beneficial to use rebate as down payment instead. After first 12 months, 83 payments of $275.60 at 4.9% on approved credit. And number 624591.
At Hillsboro Hyundai, Joe Corisani has created a monster, Joe-Zilla. And Joe's payment chopping creation is raging out of control. Joe-Zilla started harmlessly enough, chopping Sonata first year payments as low as $48 a month.
That seems all right.
But then he started chopping all the payments.
Easy, easy.
Monster chop.
Joe-Zilla is in an absolute price shopping frenzy.
Nice monster. Nice monster.
Hurry in and save. Before the big crowd with the torches comes and takes Joe-Zilla away. Drive a Sonata for $48 a month for the first year at Hillsboro Hyundai. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And you may qualify for Hyundai Assurance. If you lose your income within the first year and can't make the payments, you can bring the car back. For details and restrictions, go to HillsboroHyundai.com. Joe-Zilla's shopping payments at Hillsboro Hyundai, Southeast 30th and TV Highway.
Want to feel like you're part of the action? Then get in the game at Northwest with Sony only and make this year's big game one to remember.
Hey everyone, it's Wheels here. Come in and take advantage of unbelievable big game savings store-wide, like a Sony 40-inch 1080p HD TV with 120Hz technology for only $899. That's $899 for a 40-inch Sony HD TV. Plus, receive a free Sony Blu-ray with Netflix capabilities and free home delivery. See the store for complete details. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to own a Sony 40-inch 1080p HD TV with a free Blu-ray player for only $899, just in time for the big game. And experience it like it's meant to be seen. Sale is limited to stock on hand, so hurry into Sony only today and score big. Plus, save on over 20 top brands of electronics throughout the store and get the right advice from the home theater experts who care about your needs. Get in the game only at Northwest with Sony Only, located in the Pearl at Northwest 16th and Gleason, where you get sound advice at a great price.
101 KUFO. We care a lot.
There's one gift you can always count on to save the day. It's the gift you give to the American Red Cross. Visit redcross.org today. Children who spend time with their parents are less likely to drop out of school, abuse drugs or alcohol, and are more likely to finish college. So imagine what a little time can do for your family. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As Oregonians hit the slopes, it's important to be prepared. Avoid ski and snowboard injuries by being aware of your surroundings. We all share the mountain. From the Adventist Medical Center.
101 KUFO.
After emergency, this is Kyle speaking.
Something just ran in front of us on the road. It looked like a great big dog. It's standing up.
Is it a bear, maybe?
Maybe I am.
Sir? Are you still there? Sir?
So the officer and I went out there to take a look at it. And, you know, it was obviously it was a bear because, you know, he just tried to chew in around the doors. And you could see a dog print, you know, alongside the window sill there. And so it was, you know, obviously a dog.
0. Number to call is 1-800-344-KUFO, 1-800-344-KUFO. We're going to go immediately to Rich now. He's got a question. Hi, Rich, you're on Ground Zero.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yes, I had a question for your shaman. First of all, I'm a huge fan already. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
honored to be on the phone with a shaman. That's awesome, bro. From Arizona, and I grew up, I was honored enough to hang out with a lot of Yaqui natives and Navajo natives.
Yeah, big tribe, yeah.
Yeah, they're awesome. Heard a lot of the stories of the Thunderbird, the La Doña, the Gugui, even just, you know, this common stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The experience I had the most of, from my personal experience, what you mentioned about your seizures, what was described to me as shamanic seizures, I had several throughout my adolescence and in my teenage years. And ever since, I've had a relationship, I guess the best way to put it, with entities that I've been described as shadow people, by white people, by natives, by everybody, pretty much. And I was wondering what your interpretation of that was, or any information you had that would probably help me in my continued and evolving relationship with these unique individuals.
Yeah, yeah. You can't hide from the relationship with them. If you try to drive them out, then you can incur difficulty in your life psychologically. It's better for you just to realize that this is a power journey for you. Now, for some people on this planet, it's hard to imagine, but the native people imagine always that we reincarnate into a place, not into a skin color. So if you have this strong longing to be in certain places, you know, the old shaman, you know, you sit with them, they sit, they wait, okay, maybe they talk, just wait long time. They wait. You know, you are being watched, and then after you are good, they can keep you and teach you something good. So, you know, you have this process of taking on the awareness. And if you're doing this and you're, you know, so-called, you know, white guy, or Wasichu is one, you know, flavor of language. Remember, there's so many tribes. And if you have this way, then they will notice. They will say, hey, nobody else wants to sit out here and learn about these things. You know, this one must come from a former time. You know, who cares what the color of your skin is, you know?
I've always felt that I'm actually Spanish and Mexican, but I'm called a Hueto because I was, you know, raised in America and I'm very light-skinned.
Oh, yeah.
But I do feel that I have a limited amount of time every time I see them and they're trying to convey something. And I've always felt like it was up to me to, you know, break down my ego to listen more.
Well, think of the fire circle, okay? You know, imagine a fire circle that they can step inside, that they can join you inside the fire circle. So what you're saying to them is, in my mind, I make a place for you and for me to go together and feel this power. And then go inside and then see what you get. Watch for colors. You know, watch for changes. Hands, if they try to move their hands in your face, maybe to get to you further. Just know that not everything that moves in the night is actually from human spirit or your human evolution. So you don't get an easy way out. You still have to know the nature of who these beings are to you.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I felt that it wasn't human, but it was still intelligence and still, you know, still there and conscious and aware. And
you can set up a dream place, too. Set up a dream place, either in a sacred place in your house that you can feel as power, you know, turn the lights down, walk in the house, feel a power place, see if you can see any lights there, you know, and then set up a dream place and put some object. And then when you see it in the night, you know you're getting ready. And, you know, maybe you can draw these beings in closer.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Love listening to you, man. It's great. Thank you so much.
Sweet.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Let's go down to Jason quick. Hi, Jason. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead.
Hey, I was actually calling. I actually had a story about a Sasquatch sighting when I was about 11 or 12 years old.
Right.
And it was actually when I was living in Spokane, Washington with my dad. And one of his friends out in Cheney, Washington, which is like 25 miles from there, we went out to his trailer out there because he was watching some land for his folks at the time. And so me and my dad went out there, and it was getting pretty late. It was getting about 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and we had a fire going outside and all that. And at that time, my dad and his friend was actually in the trailer and doing a few things, and I was out there by myself. And all of a sudden, I hear all this crackling going on in the bushes, and it was right across the street from me because there's this little road right there. And I look up, and all I see is these big beady eyes looking straight at me from across the street, and this big hairy thing, and he had his arm up on the limb, and all of a sudden the limb broke, and then I freaked out and jumped open and started banging on the trailer door, and my dad came up, and right as he got up there, the thing ran off into the bushes, made a whole bunch of noise, and we didn't see anything for the rest of the night after that.
Wow. I know those things happen, and it's scary when you see them, and it shocks you because you don't know what to think. You don't know whether to run or stay and watch or whatever, you know? Hey, I got to take another call quickly. One more call from Leland in Portland, calling in. I believe it's Leland. He wants to talk about Skinwalker. Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, and this is in regard to the Skinwalker. How you doing, Clyde?
Good.
To let you know, six years ago, I talked to a lady who's like half Hispanic, half Navajo, and she explained that that whole Skinwalker legend, right?
Right.
If you do see it, what it is there's some people that actually play a joke on others by actually, after they skin the animal of like a deer or a wolf or something after going hunting, it actually use like either mimic animal calls or actually use even as recently used like actual animal calling machines to where they would actually call like animals to actually like them come to their area and actually have like deer urine spread all over them. Mm-hmm. Just so like the animals wouldn't actually discover the human scent.
Right.
So what it is the animals would actually like, they'll be like navigating around animals.
Wow. And the thing is, though, is that the shaman, as Ron would say, you know, the shaman they'd go into their big trances and they go and they do things. I mean, I investigated a skinwalker territory in Duchesne, Utah. I had the tribal police called on me because I even mentioned the word. And so, you know, if it's a joke, it certainly is not a very funny one.
You can't write off the entire experience that people have historically and that are having maybe an increased presence today. You can't write that all off because somebody else knows of another instance where it's not actually the same subject. You know, you haven't erased the two subjects or erased another subject from existence by the fact of knowing that there's a separate case that's used for hunting and for playing jokes. Humor is a lower part of the great magic that affects our lives that we're constantly searching into.
The work of Coyote, am I right?
Yeah, it's, we have a big thing to learn about how to be humans in a good way on this planet. And right now, it's payback time. It's time to witness the spirits of the dead grandfathers that are under the feet we walk on.
Wow. Roan Winterhawk, thank you so much for being on the program tonight. It made for a great show talking about the Skinwalker, werewolves, the creatures that are in the nighttime that are out there lurking on this full moon night. What a time to be alive here at Ground Zero. Join us next week, 10 o'clock, here at KUFO. By the way, we're always here at ZeroPointRadio.com. You can check out the shows. They're available for download, just $1 a piece. Usually just go to the Ground Zero file store. They're available there. And keep checking out the Ground Zero site. Next week on the program, it'll be Freeman from the Freeman perspective to talk more about what's going on in the world. A lot of crazy stuff out there. And we're here to give you the scoop. Ground Zero. Good night.
Is there music? Yeah, we got music for you.
101 KUFO.
Portland's Rock.